This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we got to start last night. The best. The great one. Not the great one, that's Alex Ovechkin, but the great eight here in town, who's walking down Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, yeah.
What else can you say, dude?
So crazy.
You run out of words, obviously. I say this every time we talk about it, and we talk about it a lot because he's so awesome. He's so prodigious. But it would be one thing if this was kind of like it's been the last couple of years for a team that's like kind of a playoff team, maybe not. If they were like the way the Islanders are this year, or Montreal, or one of these teams that are fighting for a playoff spot, old, beat-up veterans, you know, Oshie trying to go through 77 hours of therapy just so we can, you know, skate a few shifts, and Backstrom not being himself, you know, putting in the effort, mailing it in. Not saying those guys are mailing it in, but you know what I mean? Just doing whatever you can just to play, knowing you're not the same player you were before. And it was just a gimmick, right? They were just passing to Ovechkin every time down. He wasn't playing defense, and you know, they were just sort of going through the motions to get the guy the record. That's honestly how it looked like it was going. And you understand that because it's such an incredible record that was thought to be unbreakable. And you'd be forgiven for sort of putting off a rebuild or putting off a team development thing just to make sure that he gets it, right, with a few more veterans. So it'd be one thing if that's what was happening. Nothing but empty net goals and, you know, cheap things on a power play for a team that's a second division club. They're in the postseason already, first team to clinch that, 100-point team. They're the best team in the Eastern Conference, chance at the President's Trophy, and here he is scoring, not in some blowout 5-1 loss, but the first goal of the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be a lot of what happened last year where it was like, ooh, can they backdoor their way into the postseason? Can we get some meaningful hockey that really isn't that meaningful because they're not really a cup contender, but they're kind of just there? Can you at least make it so that it's going to be fun down the stretch where it's not just, like you said, kind of feeding Ovi on a terrible hockey team and it kind of diminishes? It's not going to diminish the record. Like, let's be
real. Yeah, the record's the record, right?
But it's like, it's not as fun, right? The fact that he's scoring goals, last night it's a 3-2 game. They needed his goal.
Yep.
It's not like they're winning 6-1 in random games. No, they are even losing games. And he's just scoring goals that are meaningless in the third period. He's scoring meaningful goals for the best team in hockey. It's insane. And he's going to break the record, hopefully this season. It looks like it's, you know, still on pace to do so. He's going to break the record on, if not the best team in the hockey, the second best team in hockey, just continuing to roll throughout his career. He's such a big part of it. This team is so much fun to watch. You've got guys up and down the roster that are playing above what you would have expected. Alexi Protas having a great year. Tom Wilson, first time getting to 30 goals. It's so fun to watch, and it just adds into how cool this record's going to be when it's broken. But even just having a season like this is so special, even if we didn't have the Ovi story. This is a team in itself that is so fun to watch and a team that is worth telling the story of. So when you combine the two, it's why we talk about it seemingly every single day. Maybe we don't spend enough time on it, honestly, with how good this team is and how good Ovi is. It's so much fun to watch this team.
So I remember talking to my dad years ago, and I've spoken to him since, just for the record. We've talked. But when I was in high school, and I grew up with Cal Ripken Jr., my favorite athlete of all time, right? My favorite then Washington Redskin was Art Monk. My favorite athlete ever was Cal Ripken Jr. And you could see a common theme there between those two guys. Sure. Now, obviously, this is pre-U-Tobes, but the whole point of them was dependable every day. They show up and play every day. The consistency is what mattered. Art Monk retired as the guy that caught the most number of passes, had the most consecutive games with a catch. It didn't matter. Feeling good, bad, and different. You got a cold. You got a sinus infection. You got a nagging quad. You twisted this. You show up and you do everything you can do that day. And if the manager, if the boss says, we're better off without you, say, okay. But you show up and do your damn job. And that's the thing that I value most in sports. That's why whenever we have that annual discussion about guys that skip OTAs or do skip this voluntary thing, and everyone yells at me, it's voluntary. I understand that. Do everything you can do. Show up and do your best. That's the job.
At your job, skip every voluntary function, by the way.
Right.
Skip every single one and see what happens.
Yeah, Godspeed. But I'm telling you, I talk about this with my wife. There's some days we don't have, like right now, everything sucks for us. Just pull back the curtain a little bit. My oldest had flu B. I don't know if it's different between A or C. I don't know. We had flu B. It was awful. I had to take my youngest, my 7-year-old, his birthday week. He had dental work done on Tuesday, birthday on Wednesday. His birthday party this weekend is canceled because he's got flu B also. We're going through it, man. We got a newborn at home. Like, everything sucks right now, right? We don't have our A game. We don't have our fastball. Bullpen phone rang. We got to do the job. You do your best. You bring what you have that day to the yard. And sometimes we overlook it. And the conversation, going back to this, that I had with my dad years ago, watching Ripken kind of get going and get closer and closer, edging this record, and the countdown was on. You could do the math. With Ovechkin, you don't know, right? But you could do the math that it was going to be that Angels series where it was going to happen. And he said something that I thought was very profound to me at that point. And he said, you should never take greatness for granted. Mm-hmm. Because there's a night where, because this is pre-Mass, and it was hard to watch games on television before, you know, when cable was still novel and wasn't ubiquitous. You had home team sports or whatever you could find to be able to watch the game. And I remember once going, like, you know, I don't really feel like watching a night when he was at, like, you know, 2033 or something like that. You know, the Mariners were in town or whatever the hell. And I remember that convo. And I remember that what I thought, again, was a very profound statement. And I thought of that when Ovechkin scored last night. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head. I'm asking you, as fans, Caps fans get it. They know. If you're not necessarily a Caps fan, if it's not your priority, I understand that. The numbers say that some of you listening to me right now are not primary Caps fans or even secondary Capitals fans. I get that. Hockey's hockey. It maybe has the place at the table for you, or it doesn't. I'm telling you, do not take greatness for granted. I'm telling you that because you're not going to see this. This shouldn't be happening. In fact, there's no rational explanation for a 39-year-old to be on 50-goal pace.
Right.
That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for 26-year-olds in their prime. And here it is happening for the greatest goal scorer ever to walk on this planet.
I mean, it's pretty cool when you're living through a time that you know for years and years and years, for the entirety of the history of hockey, this is going to be something that's talked about. This stretch right here of hockey, this specific season, assuming he breaks it this year, is going to be talked about for years, about how special it was, how this Capitals team kind of pulled themselves up off the mat after, you know, they were able to go on a magical run last year just to get into the postseason, and then this year turned into the best team in hockey. And talking about how Alex Ovechkin had seemed like, okay, maybe it was kind of taking a downward turn to all of a sudden, holy smokes, this dude is still one of the best goal scorers in the entire league. And living through that is just so cool. You don't want to miss a moment. This team is so much fun. And like we talked about before, it's one of those things where it'd be one thing if this team was not fun to watch, this team was kind of boring. This team is one of the most fun teams in hockey because they can beat you any number of ways any given night. You want to score 7 goals, they can match you. You want to make it a rock fight and you got to win 3-2 like last night, they can do it. They're so impressive to watch. And just add on the fact that Ovi's going to break that record. You're right. Don't take the greatness that you're watching from this team and specifically from Alex Ovechkin for granted.
We got some cool stuff that we can do with the power of radio. This is how it sounded last night on the radio when Ovi scored 888. Say that again. He scored 888 goals in the NHL.
And across to Dan Riemsdyk. Chipped by Ovechkin. Low here to Dubois. And Dan Riemsdyk gets the shot through. Rebound. He scores! Alex Ovechkin on the rebound! Airshin went down! It's 888 for the Great 8 with 5:35 to go in the first. It's 1-0 Washington.
Goosebumps, man. Goosebumps. You can hear it. A goal against the Flyers is good, right? Anybody scores that goal, Dylan Strome lights the lamp, or Protas gets number 30, people will be excited. The buzz. in that place because you know you're watching the single digit. It's going to be a handful. It's a baker's half dozen all of a sudden to tie the damn thing, and you're going to get those kind of reactions more and more and more as time goes. It's just so special.
And I thought it was cool today. Tariq Al-Bashir had tweeted out that Nicklas Backstrom said that as he gets closer and closer, he's going to travel with the team so that he can be there when he breaks it. It's just so cool. You know, this is a moment that everyone's going to remember, but I'm so happy, you know, for guys like Backstrom being around. I'm happy for guys like John Walton being able to call it. Joe B, you know, I know it might not be on a monumental broadcast, but we learned a couple weeks ago that they're going to find a way to make sure that Joe B's on the call. I'm excited for all those guys. It's obviously great for Ovi, but so many people, it's going to be really cool too.